The text is the epistle which was just read. You recall that when Ananias was sent to the apostle in Damascus after he was converted, Ananias was to tell the apostle the many things that he would have to suffer for the sake of his Lord Jesus Christ. We think today of the Apostle Paul as the apostle kat exochein, the great apostle. It wasn't so in Galatia and Corinth. He was despised by the people. And just maybe if he were to rise from the dead, if we were to watch him and listen to him, maybe our estimate of him would be different. That's a frightening thought, isn't it? Maybe we delude ourselves about this man because we are deluded about ourselves. When Paul left Galatia, the Judaizers entered in and told him that what Paul had told them was okay as far as it went, but that something else was needed. And of course, what had once been love for the apostle turned into scorn for him, because then they started to consider him inferior to the other apostles. When Paul came to Corinth and brought these people to faith, as is mentioned in the text that was just read to you, he said he was their father, which means he brought them to faith. You know that at the beginning of the first chapter, right after he hardly had addressed the people, when he complains about, he had heard that there were divisions among them, that some were hangers-on of Peter, others of Apollos, others of the Apostle Paul, not because they taught differently among themselves. It was not a doctrinal problem, but because they followed their own flesh, which caused them even to despise the person to whom they did cling. Now, you know, that's really something, isn't it? To despise the person whom they emulated. But that was the problem at Corinth. And Paul says plainly that it was a work of the flesh, that these people had become arrogant. And no wonder he said that the apostles are considered like a procession of gladiators that are marching to their death, that they are considered fools for Christ's sake, that they are considered the offscouring, the sewage, if you please, among men. That's the way some of Paul's hearers treated him. Now, it all started with the flesh. The people regarded the personalities of people more than the preaching of the gospel. And that's an ever-present problem, isn't it? We've got it today in the Missouri Synod. Because of clinging to the mere personality of the person and considering it more important than the message, you get confusion. And that's exactly what was going on here in Corinth. And that's a work of the flesh. And St. Paul says, now listen, when I come to see you next time, listen to this. Which would you like? Should I come to you with a stick or with love and a gentle spirit? Wonder what they thought when they read that sentence. I've often wondered what the reaction of the original hearers of the epistles were. Shall I come to you with a stick? In other words, what you need is a good thrashing because of your sins of the flesh, clinging to the personalities of people rather than listening to the simple gospel. He said, you can have 10,000 teachers in Christ, but don't you ever forget that I'm your father. What does he mean? I brought you to faith in Jesus Christ, and you shouldn't depart from that simple faith in the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's what Paul was talking about here. Paul, for the sake of his ministry, was a fool for Christ among the Galatians and the Corinthians. And if you do your work right, it could just maybe happen that in the congregation which you serve, you may be considered a fool for the sake of Christ. But don't panic. At that point, you may even have to say, Maybe you need the stick. They may not like that. Of course, Paul is talking here not about an actual stick, but the law, the second use of the law, to bring the people back to their senses. Church work, real church work, is hard work, isn't it? It's hard work, the preaching of the law and the proclamation of the gospel. But even though you face the prospect of being a fool for the Lord Jesus Christ, what always amazes me is that the last word of the second epistle to the Corinthians is that wonderful blessing, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. In spite of everything that Paul said, he could speak that way to these people. And it's quite certain that from the second epistle of St. Paul, that these people did repent. They came down off their high horse. They no longer were divided into little cliques and groups, but that they did repent of their sin and put their faith in the grace of God and the atonement of the Lord Jesus Christ. So what I'm saying is there will come the time when we will be fools for Christ. Maybe we're that now already, but Paul had been foretold that he would suffer many things for the Lord Jesus Christ, and that's what you sang about in the hymn just before the sermon. So may the Lord Jesus Christ give us all the strength to be faithful and to bear our crosses, and if people call us the offscouring and the scum of the world, the last of the preachers who are being led to their death, fools in the eyes of the world, so be it, so long as we do what we're supposed to do. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus unto life eternal. Amen.